This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Moses Minor Alvarez. Date of birth, September the 4th, 1959. Case ID number is 6550580. Date of exam, December the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records as a functional report dated 10/20/2023. And another report from Dr. Anshu Bhatia, B-H-A-T-I-A, dated 11/10/2023. And from Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen, dated 1/31/2022. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old common law married male with one child who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in August of 2022, where he used to perform roof repairs for school buildings, which he did for approximately 22 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his common law wife, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, strokes/cerebral vascular accident. History of allegations, strokes/cerebral vascular accidents. The claimant states that in August of 2022, he presented himself to Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen and was hospitalized for 7 days, secondary to having two cerebral vascular accidents. He presented with right hemiparesis, decreased balance, poor vision, dysphagia, along with decreased memory and cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, mild decreased balance, and decreased vision at this time. He does suffer from some mild dysarthria and dysphagia. His mental status is decreased, especially for his memory and cognitive function. He has not had any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, stand for 10 minutes, but unable to climb stairs or do any strenuous work at this time. He does not have a cane or a walker for support. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is not able to write, but can use a coffee cup with both hands. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, and only able to lift approximately 3 pounds above his head. The claimant states that he can sweep a little bit and button his clothes. He is presently on clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, and aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed by CT scan with positive atrophy and chronic small vessel changes, along with an MRI, which diagnosed him with brainstem stroke, cerebral vascular accident, acute left frontal cerebral vascular accident, and left old left pontine infarct. His condition at this time is guarded. The claimant, as noted earlier, has no assistive devices. His physician is Dr. Balta Anshu. The last name is Bhatia. First name is Anshu. The claimant states he does take 500 milligrams of Tylenol once a day for pain, and that he helps out a little bit with light housework around the house. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, occasionally helping with the laundry, and states that he actually tries to do the cutting of the yard, which takes him a couple of days to do. Family history. The mother died at the age of 70 from hypertension. She died suddenly. They do not know exactly what she died of. The father died at the age of 70, and they don't know what he passed away of as well. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, vitamin B12, over-the-counter as directed, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, hydralazine, hydralazine 50 milligram tablets, one tablet TID, lisinopril, one tablet QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, nifedipine ER, 30 milligram tablet, extended release, BID, vitamin D3, one tablet QD, which is the 25 micrograms, 1,000 unit tablet. Medical problems, hypertension, cerebrovascular accident times 2, diabetes mellitus type 2, dyslipidemia, obesity, major surgeries, pelvic surgery. On February the 13th, 2023, history of left ankle fracture with open reduction internal fixation. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks one beer per day. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies the use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 204 pounds, height 5 feet 6.5 inches tall, BP 151 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 32.5. General, this is a 64-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in acute distress. He also appears to be not a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral ictus with nodae or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appeared to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils appeared to be equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 16 feet. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 19 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor and he was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were plus two for the left side and plus three for the right. And reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was plus two for the left side and plus three for the right. Cranial nerves 2-12 appeared to be grossly intact, but cranial nerve 1 is not. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some mild problems for the right, upper, and lower extremities, especially for abduction and forward elevation of the right shoulder. He also has decreased sensitivity of the right, upper, and lower extremities with some decreased muscle strain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 40 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion of the left knee, but decreased range of motion of the right knee. And the right knee has decreased strength. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without any difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 4/5 for the right hand and plus 5/5 for the left. He is able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves number 1, where he is unable to see. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were basically plus 3 for the right side and plus 2 for the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right, upper, and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5/5 for the left, upper, lower extremity, and plus 4/5 for the right, upper, and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand and mildly abnormal for the right. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, dash, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hip, unilateral, with pelvis, dash, no acute findings. X-rays of the right hip, unilateral, with pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears but does not speak completely well. He does have some mild dysphagia. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally, but he does have slightly decreased strength of the right hand at plus 4 over 5, and for the left, plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, where he appears to be almost completely blind. He is unable to communicate very well with some limitations secondary to decreased cognitive function and memory, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to dementia from 2 cerebral vascular accidents, causing him not to be able to function cognitively speaking. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, cerebral vascular accidents, / stroke. - confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to be recovering mildly physically. However, his mental status and his vision are poor. And his prognosis at this time is poor and guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Moses Minor Alvarez.